B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb! Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall Dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Something you mentioned that happened on Toucher and Rich this morning.
Listen to this.
Yeah, so they
this
had
is unbelievable.
Mayor Marty Walsh on. What happened? Was this like during it or?
Oh, no. This was, I said, thank God this wasn't during.
Okay.
Marty Walsh. Although maybe Marty would have appreciated it. I don't know. I just heard this on Beetle and Zoe. I spat out my coffee. I wasn't even drinking any. Listen to this.
What is this that we're about to do?
Do you want to do that here or do you want to come back to that in a little bit? We could do that here.
Yeah, I want to do it here. Come on.
All right. Well, let's do it here. We have been talking for a while about a woman who lives up in Maine.
Okay, did you hear that?
Wow.
Jimmy, pop that up just a little bit. Like, really, I mean, listen to this.
That was deep and guttural.
That was.
Wait, can you play the whole thing? Play the longer version again and then play the short one.
So this is Fred again this morning.
God, what do you do here? Come on.
All right. Well, let's do it here.
That's at 8:30 in the morning. I heard Zoe say this. He's sorry. Like, what could you be doing by 8:30? Well, I guess if you're up at 5. Yeah, I guess if you're up at 5, never mind. But jeez, Louise. Listen to
I drink a lot of seltzers. I get those kind of burps.
That's a wet one too, man.
That is moist.
That's a wet one. There's no two ways about that.
Right in your ginch.
That is disgusting. Okay, so just consider this. That if and when restrictions are lifted, that's what's going into the microphone that someone else is going to sit in front of.
And you wonder why I wipe down the way I do.
Oh
my God. Listen to that. That's unbelievable.
Everybody, good morning. It's 98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that was me burping. Very proud. Very proud.
I realize there is a word there I've never heard before. You said it was right in your ginch. Is ginch a word for face? It's like, it's in your face. Have you ever
what
heard
is
that?
Up? I spit the coffee out of my mouth. Travis, I spit the coffee right out of my mouth, and I did not have any coffee. I spit it out. But yes, that was me. That was me right there. Yeah. Repping the Marty Walsh interview. Dude burps into the microphone. Total bad boy. A bad boy of radio. Fred Toucher. Showing zero restraint. Ripping it up. Being a class act.
They put an effect on that. They did. There's no way when we did that it was that pronounced.
It was loud. It was loud. It was.
Yeah, but
not
I mean,
that I thought it was fine.
Well, we didn't even like think of it. It just
yeah,
happened.
It's
weird. It's just, I mean, I guess, you know, we've done this stuff for years. Just we're used to each other. But when they played it, for some reason, when they played it back, I mean, it does sound like they raised the audio. I mean,
I would not have done that if we were in studio. I have this headset on, and there's not much of an option at that point. So there you go. I did. I burped into the microphone like a champ. What's fun about being upstairs right now is Nick Jamelli. By the way, Nick Jamelli coming over tomorrow yesterday. I was not awake. He came in. And he is taking care of the cat, but the cat took a dump right before we went on air. And it is very unpleasant up here.
Oh, that's not good.
Very
unpleasant. So the box is right up there with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And then there are disposable boxes, and the dog doesn't eat the cat feces anymore, which was a treat because then it would be gone. But I told you, because I nap upstairs, and I told you that one time I heard the dog eat the cat crap. then drink out of the toilet. Then it jumped in. Then she jumped in bed and started trying to lick me.
Oh. It's not good.
Just another day in the Tutcher household.
Yeah. The cat's going to be 21 years old.
And, Jesus.
And to get food, we had to give her a rabies shot, even though she doesn't go outside. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, she's fine.
Good for you. She's fine.
So what time is your flight today?
5:30.
Okay, 5:30. All right. Did you? And once again, I'm going to be kind of fascinated with how everything looks and goes at the airport and on the airplane, because it seems to be, you know, one, the airports are empty, but two, it's a mixed bag as to whether or not flights are packed or they're empty, because they're cutting down on routes. So
yeah, they're down 95% or something like that.
Yeah, so what that means is that, you know, for some people, there's obviously a whole lot less people flying, but if you're going to a place where a ton of people are flying back and forth, like, you know, like a hub or whatever, sometimes you've got a full flight because there's only one flight as opposed to the six or seven that they usually do, and even if there's less people flying, you can have a full plane. But there was a story that came out yesterday that was just – I read it, and I was like sitting here just like going, this is astounding that someone would do this. So Frontier Airlines – they started this thing that yesterday they announced that if you want to fly on their on one of their flights, but to keep yourself safe, you want to eliminate someone sitting next to you in the middle seat, you have the option to buy that seat. They said you have the option to purchase the seat next to you to keep yourself safe. And so, of course, everyone went nuts and said, well, hang on now. I think that actual like airlines like yours, Fred, as you said, are just taking away that seat to keep their people safe,
yes,
not saying that you have to purchase one.
Yes, Delta Airlines is taking away the middle seats. Yes, that is true.
So Frontier Airlines was like, look at this great thing we're doing. We're letting you do something you could have done anyway, buy this seat next to you in order to keep yourself safe. Look at how concerned we are. Whereas a lot of these other airlines are just taking it away in order to stay with like restrictions of social distancing. And so, of course, the Frontier just got killed yesterday.
Yeah,
just absolutely killed.
You're so living like you weigh 400 pounds. Like a 400-pound person has to buy two seats.
Right. Not in a pandemic. A 400-pound person not in a pandemic.
Sure.
And so, of course, just the reaction and to this. Now, Frontier had to put out a statement saying, well, that's not quite what we meant, and of course we're going to be eliminating the middle seat and you don't have to pay for it anymore.
Right.
So you're in for an adventure today. Like that, I mean, you know, no matter what you think about flying, it's going to be weird. I mean, the airport, who's ever, I mean, listen, I think we've all been to an airport at like midnight or one in the morning, caught a red eye and coming in. And airports can be creepy when they're dead.
Yeah.
They've got to be super creepy when they're dead during the day.
Plus, like, there's none of the restaurants are open. Because there was an article in the Globe about flying out of Logan, and I guess there's like a Dunkin' Donuts and like a Hudson News that are open.
Yeah.
Like, everything else is shut down. From everything I read, there's no one on the flights.
Okay.
So, yeah,
you can check your like when you check in online.
Can't now.
They're not telling you. Okay.
Yeah, can't now. At least from my experience, you can't. But I'm flying first class, which is probably going to be egg on my face because there's probably going to be five people on the flight, and here I am flying first class when they don't give you anything but water.
Yeah,
because they only give you a bottle of water now.
Yeah, they're not doing any bonuses. I don't think there's any liquor allowed.
No, there is none. There is no soda, no liquor, no nothing. But I mean, these are short flights. But yeah, I would imagine there's not many people on the flight. So I mean, I'm just flying from Detroit. Maybe Detroit to Knoxville will be a little bit more crowded.
So you're going You're going Boston to Detroit, Detroit to Knoxville.
Yeah,
I would think Boston to Detroit would be the more crowded one. Don't you think?
No, because there's probably only like three flights to Knoxville a day now. So I would imagine that the Knoxville flight's going to be more crowded. But the Knoxville flight's on a regular – the one coming from Detroit's on a regular plane. The one going from Knoxville to Atlanta on the way back is like a puddle jumper.
Yeah.
But the one going from Detroit to Knoxville is like a real plane with like a first class section. So – but I would imagine that would be much more crowded. But who knows? There might not be anyone on either plane. But the trip to Detroit, I don't think is going to be that crowded.
And the kids, because as I said, like for traveling, for me, the one thing that I would be most concerned about is especially my youngest wearing a mask the whole flight. Like he would lose it. Like he'd be like, I got to take it off. Is that something your kids are cool with? Because I know they're requiring it now. I mean, that's not going to bug them?
I'm sure it will bug them. I mean, you know, if they take it off for a couple minutes, I'm not going to, you know, spank them or anything. So, like, you know, like, you know, if they decide to, if there's no one around and they decide to, you know, first of all, I don't think the flight attendants have a lot to do. This is the time to be a flight attendant because you just have to, I mean, you don't have to do anything. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're going to have the mask on for the vast majority of the flight. But, I mean, if they had to take it off for a couple of minutes because it was driving them crazy, I'd let them. I can't breathe with those things on because I have the cloth ones. I don't have, like, the cool ones with, like, the bump in them. So I got the cloth one that just is a cloth around your face.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I don't like it. And, like, if I want to have a wet my beak with a little bit of water. I mean, then I got to move the thing down.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's fairly unrealistic that for 2 hours I'm going to have that cloth over my face.
It's weird. I saw my first commercial for surgical masks last night on TV. I don't know if it was ESPN or NFL Network, but they ran a commercial for mail order those paper surgical masks, like not the N95s, but the other ones. And it's, you know, you could buy them in bulk. I was like, well, there's a sign of the times and somebody who is, you know, probably going to make a decent amount of money running commercials for this.
Yeah, because I got the, like, one from when I fish that covers your face. But
what is that? Because I don't know what type
okay,
it is.
So
I'm not a salty seaman like you, Fred.
Well, I am a seaman. They call me the seaman.
Yes, that is a very good jerky boys line, yes.
Yes, yes. They used to call me a thief, but now I... Yeah. All right, so it goes, like, around your neck, and then you can lift it up over your nose. And so the idea is that you wear a hat, sunglasses, and this thing over your face so you don't be... if you're out all day, so you don't... Like, your face doesn't fry off.
Is it almost like a skier's mask? Like the kind that comes up, like, below you? Okay, it is. All right, Dan was saying it is. All right. So, yeah, I understand that. And that would be... Like, because those are a little thick. I mean, the paper ones are, like, the only ones that won't drive you crazy.
Yeah,
like,
so I have the cloth ones that will drive me crazy. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how long I can keep one on. Because so far, I've only had them in stores. So, you know, we'll see what goes on.
I'm looking forward to finding out, like, what it's like being in like a different state during all of this. Because, I mean, it might be... You know, where
anarchy.
Like where you drive through someplace like Massachusetts, and like I have, you know, friends who are, you know, they've been downtown through all of this, and they said it's weird. They said it's like still eerie downtown. Like there's nobody there. We had Mark Jamelli on, and you know he's at the North End,
he
which is
depressed.
You know, always. Yeah, he was. He's like, you know, you look outside, and there's nothing going on.
They don't
I'm
have
wondering
the blue
if
light
you should.
Likes.
Yeah, he does. That's not working. I guess. I wonder if you land in Tennessee and it's just like. Like the circus is there. Like,
I think you have an impression of Knoxville that's a little skewed. The Knoxville Airport is in Alcoa, Tennessee. It's not.
It's not in Knoxville.
It's not a bustling area.
Yeah, well, I've never flown into Knoxville. Yeah, but I've been to Knoxville many times. Yeah,
you're missing out. But then the drive is very rural.
Yeah,
and we're not going anywhere. Like I can't because of my parents. So. I'm going to hit up the Bell drive-thru. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I'll be ripping that up. But other than that, I mean, we're not going to... We might go to a grocery store once.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I can't. So, I mean, that's why we're going. Is because we don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. We can go and, you know, there's a lake and then you can play golf. However, John, it's very dangerous because you can touch the stick.
Yep.
But the
careful of that pin, Fred. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. But and so and you can drive a car, but it's only one poor car. But the like I'm not gonna. My parents have requested that we don't eat out. I mean, I'm not gonna see anything. And they don't live in the backwoods. They live in like a town.
Can they eat out? Like, if as the restrictions in Tennessee,
you can eat. I believe you can eat out, but I won't. So I won't see any of that. I think you can.
It's probably just like a patio situation, right? Like maybe not inside the restaurant.
I have no idea.
Okay,
but it does. I mean, I'm not going to do it. So I mean, I'm going to get the bell. At least it depends how it depends what they do here. It depends how long I'm there is based essentially on what they do here. So, you know, but we're going to, I mean, my mom got food. It's so funny because they're going to, we can hang out with them outside, you know, but but like when they, like the majority of our food is going to be grilled. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to leave it like by the back door. And then I'm going to have to like go get it. And then if it's like raining, like I'm not going to be able to talk to them.
So like bizarre form of room service. This
yeah, exactly. So, like, if it's nice, like, my kids can be in the water, and we can be in the water, and my parents can be on the dock. And then if they're eating at a table, we can be at another table outside. But it's going to be pretty funny.
You should get a bell. So you just ring the bell every time you want service.
Are you like my dad will be very attentive to that.
Are you getting at the liquor store on the way there?
My mom already did.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that's because you can't get liquor unless you go pretty far away. So because they only have beer and wine in the county they live in. So it is. It will be interesting, certainly, but there will be things to do, and there will be visions that are not of the Newton Center, where I have not left in the last 2 months. I have not left Newton Center. I haven't left Newton in the last 2 months. So we shall see. I'm not concerned about flying, though. They're sterilizing those planes before you get on them. So I'm not concerned about flying. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Oh, you like schedule releases? Well, we got schedule releases.
You better
believe
I do, Jack.
We're making it rain schedule releases.
You better believe I do, Jack. All right, we'll have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's up?
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And oh my goodness gracious, I didn't watch 1 second of it. But I would have guessed that the unveiling of the schedule was quite the show yesterday, and it's good news if you're an AFC East fan because your schedule is very difficult.
Well, so, that is true, and it also is true that John Clayton is full of crap. After the ponytailed one reported earlier this week, and we talked about it yesterday, that the first 4 weeks of the season would be AFC versus NFC.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not the case at all.
They're not planning. I don't know how hard it is for these guys to realize that they're planning on playing.
No. Actually, to that, I will say that there were some indications that they are indeed planning for this, and I'll get to that in a minute. Because
understand that there's, but they believe right now that they are going to play when they're supposed to play.
Well, I guess Fred, that the NFL and Roger Goodell have put out this like this thing to all the teams, like, don't even ask us. All right, don't even talk to us about this. We're playing these games, all right?
Yes.
But behind the scenes, they're freaking out. And,
no, I'm sure they're freaking out. But I mean,
and
I'd be freaking out too. But
yeah.
the thing is that if you put them on a lie detector, they would say, and it would come out that they were telling the truth, that they believe they will play these games. But go ahead.
Well, so obviously instead of the AFC versus NFC to start the season, instead the Patriots get Miami as an opener and then Seattle, Vegas, and Kansas City. So that obviously was completely wrong. Five national TV games for the Patriots, including that Seahawks game. You got a Monday Night Football against the Jets. How about that, Fred? Sammy D in the primetime.
That's Sunday- when he shines. He loves it. He's a modern-day Namath. He likes it when the lights are on.
On the biggest stages. Sunday game versus the Ravens, a Thursday night versus the Rams, and you get another Monday Night Football against the Bills. The Patriots also get two LA games in back-to-back weeks, with the second game coming against the Chargers on a Thursday night. That works out really well for them.
You're going to have to stay out there.
Mm-hmm. The Temptations. That's going to be, you know what that is? That's going to be Mike Reese tearing up the town with Scott Zolak.
I know. It's going to be like Alice in Wonderland. There's going to be a little fella and then a big fella.
Zolak carrying him through crowds and stuff like that.
Yeah. Just throwing him through windows.
Sure. It's like, where did I throw him?
Like, well, Reese is at the Hustler Mansion.
They're just walking around. What was the Schwarzenegger DeVito movie?
Oh, Twins.
Twins.
I'll tell you what, if Twins is on, I ain't turning the channel.
I don't remember if Twins was even any good.
Yeah, like, it was pretty good.
There's this. I remember when I was a kid, and there's a scene where Kelly Preston like looks at she walks in, and Schwarzenegger's taking a shower, and like me thinking like, wow, she must, and like, because the whole thing is she's like so like enamored with his physique.
Oh yeah,
and it's funny to me now because she's in a very happy, legitimate marriage.
Travolta's all man. What was it? They were going to make a sequel to that, but Eddie Murphy was going to be the third twin.
Ah.
Well, you know, so.
That seems like a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't you think the mother would know if there was a third twin? I don't know how you.
No.
Don't explain that.
It's all in a test tube.
Test tube. Boy, I forgot the plot. That's right.
They put the sperm of like a bunch of geniuses, and they spun it around, and then they put it in a woman. And DeVito, they said, was the quote-unquote, like, crap that was left over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not nice.
No, not very
DeVito,
not
though,
nice.
With the woman who played Nancy instead of Nancy. Yeah, I could go on.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of a Twins
aficionado. Yeah.
How much info do you know about Junior, the movie where Schwarzenegger gets pregnant?
That is a movie I was unaware existed.
I skipped that one. Yeah.
No, I saw that one. Yep. You see, it's wacky because now he knows what it's like to be a woman who's pregnant. Oh, you know, turning the tables.
His comedic chops, yes.
Oh, sure. He was a very funny comedic actor. By the way, Last Action Hero, underrated. That's a funny movie. That's a good parody of action films. The fact that he was a superstar, like he's basically parodying his own films while he's still the biggest star in the world making films exactly like that. Wasn't appreciated back in the day. It's pretty decent. Good soundtrack too, AC/DC. The first four of six home games are at home, which is nice, but they unfortunately get an early bye in week six. Here is Bill Belichick. He's live from Nantucket yesterday on last night's NFL Network 3-hour schedule release tour de force.
You never know what's going to happen down the road, but yeah, we feel like we have four good players there. We added Brian and Jamar to Hoyer and Stidham, right, who we, you know, added Hoyer and had Stidham from last year. So, yeah, like to work with all those guys, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen there.
You'd almost think that he didn't lose Tom Brady to free agency.
Well, he spoke about that. He was asked about what life's going to be like without Tom Brady, and here's what he had to say.
We played at other times, you know, without Tom. Well, it was the 2009 season after he was injured, played 15 games with Castle and went 11-5, or, you know, heading into the 16 season with Jimmy and then Jacoby and Tom coming back after the four-game suspension. So, you know, there have been other points in time where we've dealt with that. We'll do what we always do, is try to, you know, prepare the team the best that we can, utilize our players and the skills that they have, and put ourselves in the best position we can to, you know, to be competitive and win.
In other words, shut the F up.
It's exactly the same. he may win 10 or 11 games, but that was get that S out of here was.
I actually thought that was funny, and I'm like, all right, well, let's take a look at my history without Tom Brady as the coach of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Pretty effing good. So.
Yeah, we went 11-5. We went 4-0. Yeah. I mean, this is big stuff. They don't need him.
No.
I mean, they don't need him at all.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Tampa Brady, do we need a break and then we can come back and talk about the shenanigans yesterday?
Yeah, why not? Was there fun stuff? All right.
Oh, so shenanigans.
Okay. Well, I'm always a fan of shenanigans. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Nothing at 5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, you said there was shenanigans yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Tampa Brady. Trademarked. All rights restricted. You're going to be able to see a lot of them if you're a Patriots fan, because the Pats and the Bucs only have two scheduling conflicts, that being on December 20th and January 3rd. I'm sure that was an intentional thing that they did, but that's just awesome. On top of that, the Bucs are scheduled to play the most primetime games in franchise history, so the Brady effect is indeed real. Five primetime games, including three in a row midseason and at least four other late afternoon national games. On top of that, yesterday, Bruce Arians gave us a little insight as to how it was that Gronk ended up on the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, it was really Tom. Tom brought it up to me, and I didn't think it was even a possibility that he wanted to come back, and he was adamant about, yeah, he really wants to play. You know, he'd love to play with us. So, you know, Jason Light got the ball rolling with the Patriots. The conversation was there, and, you know, he's working out. He's in great shape. He's really raring to go, so we're looking forward to getting on the practice field.
Well, you know he's in Florida because Limp Bizkit was playing right behind Bruce Arians, apparently, in his house.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that they're, you know, up on the new trends.
Like, that was Nookie playing in the background. Yeah. Like that was they said, hey, get as close to Nookie as you can without getting sued. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, it was really Tom. Tom brought it up to me, and I didn't think it was even a possibility that he wanted to come back. And he was adamant about, yeah, he really wants to play. You know, he'd love to play with us. So, you know, Jason Light got the ball rolling with the Patriots. The conversation was there. And, you know, he's working out.
In fairness, Arians does most of his stuff to get chicks. So, I mean, he got Gronk for the Nookie. That's why he got into coaching and bought all those hats. It's like, hello, ladies.
So, from what we heard, and I don't know who we talked to. We talked to, I mean, so many insiders. All the mover shakers come on our show. But someone had told us that this was something that Tom had mentioned to them. Like during the courting process, had said that, you know, listen, Rob Gronkowski's a guy that, you know, I want him to play here. And this was almost not agreed to, but it was something that had been set in motion, you know, when Brady was all but certain he was going to play there. I wonder if there would have been other teams that would have been more serious about bringing in Tom Brady if they knew that it was a joint package, if they knew that they were going to get both guys if they did it.
I think Brady's the what you want. I just think Gronkowski's like a nice thing. I don't know how good he's going to be, but I mean, if you want Brady, I mean, you want a 43-year-old who's going to have a couple years of declining play.
But you could also say that he makes Brady's value better because he's got that there's already a guy in the team that he's got amazing chemistry with.
I guess a little bit. I don't think that I'd be overly thrilled, you know, oh wow, you got Gronkowski who hasn't played in a year and, you know, he's got a beat up back. He's not going to play 16 games. I don't think that it would affect people courting him. What do you say, John?
I think it won't. I think it doesn't affect it at all.
Or it didn't. It didn't.
It didn't affect it at all.
No. I'm sure it's nice that you go, okay, here's Gronkowski.
No, he's one of the best two, if not the best tight end in NFL history. But at this point in his career, you're not getting, you know, 85 catch, 1,300 yard, 14 touchdown Gronk. That's not what's going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's all fascinating to me. As I said, I made the prediction, and it's not really even a bold one, is that week one in Boston, more people will watch the Tampa Bay game than they will watch the Patriots play.
As you said before, there are no conflicts. I mean, there are two conflicts the entire season.
Yeah,
where, it's awesome. You know, you can watch both each Sunday, each weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Well, now, despite the Patriots no longer having Tampa Brady, as well as statistically the toughest strength of schedule, Willie McGinnis last night still thinks they're winning the division.
I'm a true believer in until you knock the champ off consistently, not one time. One time doesn't do it. Consistently, then you are not the champ. I'm saying the Patriots are still the best team in the AFC East because they do have the coaching staff in place. They don't have Tom Brady, but they will figure out something. Listen, the offseason is not over with yet, guys. We don't know what tricks the Patriots have up their sleeves.
Who's their quarterback?
We don't know who the quarterback is.
Then how can you say they go?
Yeah, really, tell them to Google Matt Castle. Just Google Matt Castle.
How can they win the AFC East and you don't know who the quarterback is?
There's a lot of uncertainties when the injuries happen with this team, and they still find a way to win. Remember, we never count them out during the season when things happen, when they lose players. Why? Because they figured things out. What did
Tom Brady is there. Because Tom Brady is there.
I get it. But even when Tom Brady didn't have his best games, they were still finding ways to win.
Mm. As Bill Belichick will remind you, I'm pretty damn good without Tom Brady.
Yeah, and then you got until you knock him off, you can't cut him out. I mean, that's logical. Well, you know, and they had the best quarterback of all time. You know, you couldn't knock him out. But
I'm really torn too because they have the toughest schedule in the NFL, right? I mean, we just found this out last night. They have the toughest schedule in the NFL, but you have Belichick, who is one of the best head coaches in history. And looking at the schedule, I was told, you know, read a lot about it last night, that they got a lot of breaks in the schedule, too. They don't only have to make two West Coast trips instead of three. They stay in L.A., and they don't have to travel for a short Thursday night game. And like last year, there are a couple of months in there where they really don't have to travel all that much, like out of the Central time zone or Eastern time zone. And I was reading Jeff Howe this morning. They get to go to Seattle early in the season. Seattle may not have any fans. You know, and that'll help too.
That's a great point. Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, Seattle's better now, aren't they?
Of course they are. But I'd rather play them without fans than with fans.
I see what you're saying. The chances of the entire NFL having no fans at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to that because believe it or not, for a brief moment during the 3 hours of schedule reading, there was a little bit of legitimate news that was broken. Adam Schefter, a man who rightfully took over the always wrong John Clayton, he said yesterday that if the coronavirus is still an issue this season, the league does have a plan. Even despite the Roger Goodell making people think that they do not, or that this is it, damn the torpedoes. But this plan could push the Super Bowl back even up to a couple of months. He said, consider this option. Say the start of the season had to be pushed back 4 weeks. Then the NFL would simply push the Super Bowl back 4 weeks. And then it would take regular season weeks 1 through 4 and turn them into essentially regular season weeks 18, 19, 20, and 21. That's right. Take the front of the schedule and just paste it to the back of the schedule for the games that weren't played. Now, if that were the case, it would also eliminate the bye week between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. Also, the league has already got these certain cushions that have been built in. The Pro Bowl obviously could be dropped, buying an extra week for the NFL, and every team shares the same bye week as its week two opponent. And there's also, as he said last night, a belief that any week could serve as opening week. Just roll up a fatty and say that 10 times fast, man. Any week, if it's opening, it doesn't matter.
That's Ursay. Ursay was obviously involved in the wording of that.
Maybe could have been. That's right.
Well, I just like the idea that like 4 weeks is going to make a difference. I don't know. I just it's so unpredictable. I don't know if 4 weeks is going to make a difference. I mean, it could be worse than 4 weeks.
I think it's just a cushion. And this is the first I've heard last night that the Super Bowl could be moved back upwards of months. Like, not just like a couple of weeks. You could have a Super Bowl that might be at the beginning of April if this all wanted to get moved back. So it could be more, you know, as I said, any week could serve as opening week. So this might start week 8, and they might move 2 months' worth of games to the back end of the schedule. So I mean, they are prepared and they are ready for this, and there are contingency plans. They just don't want you to think that there are. They're trying to keep up an air of here's how it's going to be. I mean, this is the same guy who said that he was going to punish any team executives who ripped on the fact that they were going to continue with the NFL draft. They are doing everything they can to make the world think that everything is A-okay. And I don't know why you need to do that. And to be quite honest, I don't mind that strategy as long as behind the scenes you're planning. But it almost seems like, I don't know, they're doing somebody a favor by doing that. You know what I mean? A political favor by trying to show the world everything's cool, man. Listen, you don't need to worry about this. Don't worry about changing the schedule. This is what it is.
Yeah, but I think if you asked them right now, they'd believe that they would start on time. But, I mean, you have to have contingency plans. There's no question about it. I mean, if something happened in September where everything went nuts again, then, of course, you would have to have a contingency plan in place. These are unprecedented times, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Rich, when we come back, what will we discuss?
Let's finally get to the shenanigans, a little ball-busting, if you will, between two ex-rivals and now good golfing buddies.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Got this feeling. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, I don't think there's a man, woman, or child around that is not desperately waiting for this Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady golf match that is going to be on all the Turner networks. It's going to be broadcast throughout the Turner networks. It's going to be exceptionally exciting. And yesterday there was a little social distance situation happening where there was a little bit of smack-a-rooney being talked.
There was. So the details finally revealed yesterday, May 24th at 3 p.m., you are going to get The Match 2.0, I guess is what they're calling it. And that, of course, is they got those four people playing together. There's going to be, as you said, TNT, TBS, True TV, and Headline News are all going to be airing it at the same time.
I got a headline for you. Fun.
Yeah, tons of fun and joshing. You like joshing around?
It's going to be like a Rick Riley wet dream. It's going to be golf humor for days and days and days.
I mean, all the hootie you can handle. Like, these guys would just be cruising, and I can just imagine them cranking the hootie from hole to hole. Like, this is going to be, as you said, Rick Riley is going to be naked and covered in butter watching this thing.
How great would it be if Brady just sprayed the ball everywhere? He shot like a 120. See, if someone called me and they're like, look, Brady's messing up to such a fantastic degree, then I would be like, I'm going to turn this on.
But point.
Yeah, if he shoots like a 75, then it's no fun. But if he's like, you know, hitting it not past the ladies' tee, and like, that would
hooks
be fun.
It into the other fairway and picks off some tour official, it'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be, he just like five in the water. Yeah. That would be great. But
why don't you just pick up? Why don't you just pick up and move to the next hole?
With your handicap, this is as high as you can hit. So
you like chops, guys? You like chops?
Yeah, I like busting them.
So you do like when said chops are busted. Yesterday, all the chop busters extraordinaire got together on a little Zoom chat, and they said, hey, chops, get ready to get busted.
Ernie, the course, you know, the tournament had to be in Florida. You know, after Tom's B&E arrest, you know, with the ankle monitor, he couldn't leave the state. So it had to be in Florida. Tiger and I talked to the sheriff in Tampa. He's going to be allowed to go to Palm Beach to play. I'll be honest. I've never played Tom very well on his home turf. And so maybe this is considered a neutral site. And I would have loved to have had this tournament in a place where they don't like Tom very much. Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, you know, after he just betrayed them and broke their hearts. So Palm Beach is the best we can probably do. Look, I think the teams are fair. I think, you know, Phil chose the right partner in Tom together. You know, they have 11 championships. Tiger and I have 17, the way I count it, right, Tiger?
By the way, Tom Brady tweeted that clip out, and guess what he wrote at the top of it? Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, and it made me sick. Yeah, I don't even get what that is.
Not
sorry, not sorry.
It
well,
means,
first
I mean,
of all,
you tricked me because I thought you were going to say sorry, but then you went, not sorry.
That's like the worst in the world, the worst thing you could possibly say. But beyond that, I don't get the toxic context of it, but nonetheless, I mean.
Sorry, not sorry. Just saying.
That he left? I don't understand it either, Fred.
Yeah, and then, you know, and Brady's just sitting there like, holding his tongue. I mean, that's Peyton Manning. You get Peyton Manning out on the golf course, so not only is he going to take some, he's going to make your wallet a little lighter, he's also going to bust chops while he's at it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I look forward to some fun. I have a feeling you're not going to like anyone in that game at the end of it.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like, Phil Mickelson's a dick. Tiger Woods, he's a dick.
Yeah.
You know, if outside of New England, you think Tom Brady is a dick. And to be quite honest, Peyton Manning, I don't really have a few.
He's annoying. He's everywhere. Yeah. For how long?
Judge by that clip, you're going to be sick of him by hole number two.
Because he's the only one who's going to talk.
Right, yeah, right. Because I think Phil Mickelson's actually there to earn money. Like, I believe that, like, behind the scenes, he's really taking. Yeah, he's gambling, and then Tiger Woods is just happy to be there. I think that Tom Brady is going to. The only thing that might make it worth it is Tom Brady's probably going to be so bad at busting chops that it's going to be almost embarrassing. And then, as I said, the one guy who seems to, like, around the country be somewhat likable is going to annoy you by hole number two. You're going to be like, all right, enough. You're the only one talking here.
Now, when does this air?
The 24th, May 24th at 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Medalist Golf Club in Hobie Sounds, Florida.
Owned by Bruce Hope Dickerson Sound? From Iron Maiden, the Medalist Golf Course.
Yes, that's where all the metalheads play golf. Alice Cooper is the club pro, as a matter of fact.
Yes, he is quite the metal guy. But yes, I have a feeling at the end of this that no one comes out looking good. Again, unless someone just screws up mightily. That would be fun to watch. And then, like, gets frustrated and like, you know. Then I'd like the guy. If anyone just got, like, super frustrated and was spraying the ball all over the place.
Like, pulled a tin cup, just started, like, breaking their clubs.
Yeah, right.
Had to play the back nine with a 5-iron.
Yeah. Right. Or rake in tin cup.
Sure.
People with a rake in tin cup. He was just some guy from West Texas he played by his own rules. I got those double bogey blues.
So you're not going to be able to miss it. That is going to be on almost every Turner network there. TNT, TBS, True TV, they might have to knock Turdy Works off of True TV in order to air this. And Headline News. And if you can't get enough, pre-match coverage will be on the Bleacher Report. So you can log in there and get all your pre-game. So I'm sure there's going to be some pre-game Jack being talked to each other. I know that they're going to be joshing around. And, you know, it's going to be like the only, I only want to be with you video.
Well, if, you know, but what if Brady, like, screws up and he just starts swearing and going nuts? Because it's only funny if it happens to Brady. Like, if it happens to Manning, like, he's going to be, oh, gosh. And he's, like, going to, you know, have the ability to kind of, like, brush it off.
And Mickelson, you expect it. Like,
well,
him,
no,
like,
Mickelson and Brady aren't going to mess up. I mean, they're professional golfers. I mean, but if Brady's the only one I see as being a loose cannon, that something bad could happen. So what if he pulls his back? All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.